This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out and comment on what we're talking about on the show on Facebook. I am joined tonight, again, as I said at the very beginning of the first segment, by someone who is an expert in school choice, because school choice is extremely, extremely important in upcoming elections. And I'm going to just bring her in right away, Michelle Lavelle, who is the director of School Choice New Hampshire and knows everything about everything there is to know about school choice. And this is applicable across the country in your state, no matter where you are. Michelle, thank you for joining me and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
So, you know, what I've been doing, you know, I've been guest hosting for the past month, you know, at least once a week. And I've been always trying to bring things up that are important that people need to think about for the elections. And one of them, to me, that's extremely important is school choice. And you work on a variety of issues over the years for school choice. But what is it that you're seeing for the elections from Democrats mostly about school choice?
The hot button school choice issue is kind of like a sub issue, because obviously there's lots of other things that are part of it. But the big one that's taking center stage right now in education and even in budget issues is about education funding. That is the hot topic in New Hampshire about education policy across the board right now. And let's face it, everybody does have to be careful about their funding and their pocketbooks. So this hits everybody right where it counts.
Right. And this is pretty much the same everywhere. I mean, the left, especially with unions, are always saying, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough money. If only we had enough money, students would do better, except we've been increased education spending by over 300% since the 70s, and test scores have remained flat. So is it really
That's
about
exactly
the money?
Right. It's this false sense of if you just throw enough money at it, somehow things will be better. And you could name your issue, but the Cato Institute has done a very extended study. They looked at over 40 years of national data about spending and academic performance. And for any of your listeners, I'll be able to put it up on the Facebook link to this show when I get at my computer. But it's this graph that shows a very, very steep increase on a national level of the cost of an education on a pure per pupil basis relative to a flat line for academic performance in every subject, in math, in reading, and in science. And so the data shows that throwing more money at it does not produce better results. And I have more specific information where it comes to New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, we've had the Claremont decisions a couple decades ago, where it talked about cherishing the child and what an adequate education is in statute that is defined as certain subjects being taught. It does not refer to the quality of education. So when you hear an adequate education, it doesn't really mean what most people think it means. It just is a list of subjects. It refers to doing a statewide assessment of some sort, not that it's a good one, just that they do one, and that they track graduation and dropout rates. That's how the state in statute defines an adequate education. So it has nothing to do with academic outcomes or if it works for the kids or any of that. So in New Hampshire, the Claremont decisions defined an adequate education and said the state has to fund stuff. And there's a magic formula that they came up with about sending districts, putting money into a big pot, and that's doled out more to poorer districts across the state. And that's supposed to help equal the playing field for wealthy and poor towns and try to help all the kids go up. So that's been in place for 20 years. The facts show that the cost of this education has gone up $10,000 per pupil on an inflation-adjusted basis since those decisions 20 years ago. And again, just like the national results, our results have flatlined. So we've thrown more money at it and have not had academic outcomes improve for that extra 10 grand per child.
And
so right now, the cost of education in our state is over $15,000 on average per child across all grade levels, K-12, regardless of where you are, the average is over $15,000 per child. That is higher than the average cost of a private high school education in this state.
Not a shocker. And I did last year, I did a comparison. I was doing it to compare forced union states versus right to work. And we spend a lot of money, but at least we have higher, some of the highest test grades. New York State spends over $20,000 per student and has mediocre test rates. Whereas Utah spends like $6,000 per student and they have better test scores than New York City. I mean, New York. So, the spending in certain states, it really doesn't make much of a difference. Okay, hold that thought. The music is coming in. Tammy's going to shut us off. Let's continue talking about this because something came out recently about test scores since Common Core, and I'm interested in that. Don't go away. We're going to keep talking about education and school choice after the break with Michelle Lavelle of School Choice New Hampshire.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon product choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined tonight by Director of School Choice New Hampshire, Michelle Lavelle, and we're talking about education and school choice and how important it is in the upcoming elections, especially school choice. And if you want school choice, you know you got to vote for the people who support it, which are not Democrats, just saying. Michelle, thank you for joining me, by the way.
My pleasure. I love it.
So I have a question for you. Recently, I saw statistics how we have slipped in general, the United States, our educational standards, we have slipped from to like 34th in English and 29th or something. I forget exactly which was it was, but we've slipped. Instead of, we spend all this money on education, but we keep falling when it comes to the rest of the world. Do you have any idea why?
Oh, that's pretty easy. Can you just say two simple words? Common Core.
Yeah.
Common Core was adopted across the nation. In different states had different years, but roughly 10 years or so ago. And the impacts are really starting to show now. And, yeah, that might have been a good option for states like Alabama or places where they really were struggling at the very, very bottom. But it's led to a mediocre, mushy middle for the country as a whole. And for a
right.
state like New Hampshire that has consistently done well across the board in different subjects, it has lowered our standards. Even though we still stack up well on a national basis, we've slid. You look at any of the various test results that have been done over the last few years, but they've been changing which statewide assessment they're doing. I mean, they've literally changed it four times in the last handful of years. It's crazy. So how do you compare something that's supposed to be for the purposes of an apples-to-apples comparison when, in fact, they keep changing what it is? So how is that apples-to-apples? How are the cut scores when they're set by each individual state? How does that make for an apples-to-apples comparison? You know, it's ridiculous. And then these are scores that are supposed to be used for states to see how they're doing, to see how districts are doing. They're not even for the benefit of the children. So just think about how much instructional time is wasted on all this hyper-testing. This consolidation to a big national test or, you know, a couple main providers of this test has not simplified things at all. It's just more of the same crazy high-stakes testing for these kids.
And the thing is, you're exactly right when you say, you know, maybe it would have helped the lowest performing, but states like Massachusetts and New Hampshire had higher standards than Common Core standards, and they were always excelling one and two, Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and now they're falling lower because these standards are so bad. Parents have been suffering with this for years now.
And I have to say, I personally have a real sympathy for the kids who are talented or have an interest in these things, only to find themselves absolutely crushed when they're trying and they don't understand it. I have heard of kids as young as kindergarten and first grade crying at their kitchen tables saying, "I'm too stupid. I don't understand." Are you kidding? These are mindsets that will stay with these young, impressionable children for years. And it's so needless. I hate to say it, but there are certain basics that memorization and just some drilling and facts learning, and there are fun ways to do that. It's not just flashcards and things, but there are fun ways to learn the fundamentals, and then you give them the opportunity to explore and try fun things with it. You can't do that with Common Core. And when you look at the math standards, and this just makes me bananas, the math standards for Common Core are eliminating calculus at the upper ends because they won't get to that in the typical K-12 layout of those standards. They've actually talked about removing calculus from the upper level math in high schools because the kids simply won't get to it. So what that means, it has, you know, consequences down the road. To really dig into high level chemistry or physics, you need calculus. So
right.
These kids will never get there in a high school program. Maybe they'll be able to pursue it in college. So Kim, you know this. I have two kids that are in engineering programs at Big Ten universities right now. In the first couple weeks that my son was at his university, he texted me and said, "Mom, you won't believe what the professor said." The professor called out to the kids in the class and said, you know, essentially, "Buckle up, guys. This is not your Common Core math class. You're going to have to do real math." the teacher actually called out Common Core and
wow.
said these kids were not going to be prepared. And that was, you know, when he was an incoming freshman to his
yep.
his first, you know, one of his first semester on campus. And yes, it is impacting our kids and their potential down the road.
And what's horrifying is this was put into place not even with any consideration of what it would actually do to kids across the country and how it would affect their future. It's almost like they intentionally are dumbing down kids so that they have to take remedial classes in college because they can't just go right into their full-blown regular classes. For whatever
yep.
reason, I still don't understand why they did this.
The whys, you know, we all make mistakes. If we want to hope for good intentions, maybe they were trying the best. But I think they were chasing dollars because the Bill Gates Foundation was, you know, handing out checks to states. And,
yep.
and you know, it's hard to deny the lure of chasing those dollars when, you know, you want to be able to do more and more, and you hope it's going to look good on paper and translate into something good down the road for real. But it's obviously
right.
it's been a failed experiment at our kids' expense. And it's not just dollars that have been sunk into this, millions of dollars in every state, but it's our kids' futures that have been shortchanged. And that's
right.
that's the real problem. There are kids who, you know, think they're going to head into, you know, really rigorous academic programs, and they just don't have the preparation through in their K-12 education to do it. And so, I'll tell you later.
No, you're right. They don't have the means to do it anymore, thanks to Common Core. But we'll be right back. We'll continue talking about school choice with Michelle Lavelle of School Choice New Hampshire. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's new information about the explosive packages sent to high-profile Democratic officials. At least two of those packages had stamps on them that hadn't been canceled, and they're believed to have been hand-delivered. The one sent to CNN was delivered by a courier, so surveillance footage can be used to track it. The package sent to CNN was addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan.
If I and others are being targeted because we're speaking out and we're living up to our responsibilities as citizens, I think that, again, is a very unfortunate turn of events.
Ahead of President Trump's rally in Wisconsin, House Speaker Paul Ryan condemned the explosive packages that were sent.
That is an act of terrorism. There is no place for that in our democracy. We reject that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check us out at therealside.com. You can also find the chat room on the website or chat and leave comments on the Facebook page about what we're talking about. I'm joined by Michelle Lavelle, who is Director of School Choice New Hampshire, and we're talking about school choice and education and how important that is for the upcoming election. If you care about school choice and better education for your children, it's important that you get out and vote for the people who do as well. Thank you for joining me, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. I love being on shows with you. It's always fun.
Politicians always say, you know, education. Well, actually, Democrats don't say it's for the children in this case. But, you know, they try.
They try to imply
that it's for the children. Well, go ahead.
I'll just have to say, I spent 3 hours tonight at a candidates forum in central New Hampshire. And the bold lies that I heard come out of candidates' mouths from the Democrat candidates just made me crazy. I mean, factual lies. So
wow.
It's just, I mean, they all say, everybody will say, it's for the children. They care about kids. They care about education, right? But when you get down to it, when you listen to what they really say, they're talking about the infrastructure of supporting the building, supporting the transportation that gets kids from A to B, things like that. They don't really talk about the quality of the education or the child directly, the individual kid. Because let's face it, we all know of at least one kid that doesn't fit into an otherwise excellent school.
Right?
There can be really good schools, good schools, but for whatever reason, that one kid isn't thriving as they could otherwise be. So does that mean that that child should just have to suck it up because it is in a good, that child is enrolled in a good school? Or are we going to put that individual's best interest first and say, okay, this isn't working. Where can it work better? And if we really focus on the children, not the infrastructure, not the brick-and-mortar buildings, then you've got to support educational options. And that means having money follow that child to where he or she can be the best that they can be.
And the thing is, every parent wants the best education for their child. Not all parents pay attention. Some parents pay too much attention, so to speak. I'm referring to helicopter parents, not someone who's actually involved in their child's education. But the thing is, it seems that in today's public schools, they want to fight against you if you want the best thing for your child. They allow bullying. That's thanks to the Obama administration allowing kids to pretty much get away with anything. And they don't want kids having a choice for other options for schools unless they have the money. So Democrats who supposedly care about kids are saying, you know what, if you don't have money, you have to stay in the school where your zip code is. It doesn't matter if you live in a school that isn't serving your needs. Tough. We don't care. You can't leave your district, and we're not going to help you do it, even though your parents are paying property taxes and paying for that school.
What burns me is that so much of the money that goes into education funding goes to administrative staff.
Yes.
Non-teaching personnel. Again, Cato has this phenomenal graph based on tons and tons of data that shows just how much the non-teaching staff has grown, just skyrocketed relative to student enrollment. And I have that information on my website that is specific to New Hampshire as well. You'll see education enrollment here has declined substantially, consistently over the last 10 years. It's just a shrinking population, smaller. And so it's what you would expect. But the teaching, the non-teaching personnel, all the administrators have just stayed the same or grown in that same 10-year period. These are people who do not impact the children's learning. These are people who are administrators. How many assistant superintendents or assistant principals does a school really need?
Right.
Really?
That's everywhere. Across the country.
And and superintendents, at least in New Hampshire, are making six figures.
Meanwhile, that isn't going towards actually educating the children.
No, it doesn't reach the classroom at all. So all this money we're throwing at education, we're putting more and more money into education, our educational results are flatlined, but yet we see this huge growth in non-teaching staff. Gee, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see where that money is actually going.
Right, because it's certainly not going for the kids. The majority of money spent on education does not actually go for educating the children. It goes for everything else around it, buildings, salaries, administration. And the salaries wouldn't be a problem if kids were actually learning what they needed to learn and being able to succeed while doing it.
Right.
And
so in New Hampshire, declining enrollment, consolidating districts, or, just allowing districts to be creative in how they may combine classrooms or work with their neighboring districts to combine resources. Oh, no. We've got to have our own fancy schmancy building that has a lot of empty classrooms not maximized classrooms simply because we have this building and we've got to use it. I mean, really, would any other business function that way? So there's a study I've got. I can send you guys the link. There's a study, and I can't remember the guy's name, that shows costs. There's over in the long term, all costs are variable, right? Because you are able to control that. That's just a basic economic principle. But even in little old New Hampshire, roughly 70-some percent, I think it's 71 or 72% of education costs are variable. They are not fixed costs. But every time there's a problem with the budget, or, you know, you dare talk about, God forbid, reducing the school budget, the administration is quick to throw teachers under the bus, as though teachers are the only variable in a school budget. That's hogwash. There's all kinds of things, but they would just approach it from a better business sense of managing their resources and finances. Instead, they think taxpayers have this open wallet and open checkbook that, so long as you say it's for the children, because it certainly plugs on our heartstrings. We want to do the best for our kids. But if you just say those magic words, somehow people will just throw money at you, regardless of the kind of results you get for it.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing. They every time money comes up into play, they always say, oh, you all hate teachers. You hate teachers. You don't want what's best for the children. And yet they, like you're saying, they aren't realistically looking at their budget and cutting the things that they don't need that aren't helpful for the kids. And we want the best teachers for the kids. And of course, with union rules, we don't get the best teachers always because, we are forced to keep bad teachers due to union rules. But if they were serious, they would, you're right, run it like it was a business, not a business like for profit business, but run it like a business where your product is a well-educated, successful child. And
you know,
they would go out of business today if they did that.
That's exactly why schools of choice do better. They have to maintain enrollment, to maintain their funding. If they
to
don't
be competitive,
have
right.
Kids, exactly. If they don't, I'll tell you in the next session.
Right, no, but you're right. If they have to be competitive, they do a much better job. We'll be right back talking more about education and school choice and the upcoming elections with Michelle Lavelle. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am talking tonight with Michelle Lavelle, Director of School Choice New Hampshire. We are talking about school choice and education and how this will be affected in the upcoming elections. Thank you again for joining me, Michelle.
Oh, always a good time. I love it.
So, you know, with people across the country, because we have listeners across the country, I know people across the country, and you know, have made progress on school choice for kids all across the country at the state level. What do you think is going to happen in New Hampshire, but also across the country, if Democrats who are anti-school choice vehemently anti-school choice, if they are to gain control at the state level?
It's really going to
anywhere.
Cost our kids big. I mean, not just cost our pocketbooks and have costs and taxes go up across the board, but it's going to cost our kids real opportunities down the road for their futures. when they've dumbed down the standards that are taught in the schools with Common Core, that hurts our kids, not just now when they're frustrated and crying over their homework, but it hurts them for their opportunities later and what their futures can be. Let's face it, our kids have one chance at an education that works for them. And if we blow it, it's gone. That opportunity is gone. It impacts them the rest of their lives. So, I mean, I like to focus on the individual children, not buildings. And if we think about that, it's actually a win-win. It helps our kids. It helps them thrive wherever that might be best, whether it's public or charter or a magnet school or private or homeschooling or other creative opportunities that are available at different states. But it actually is best for the bottom line, because when a child leaves a district and goes somewhere else, at least in New Hampshire, and I'm sure this is true for other states, the local funding stays with that district. So even if that small portion, that the state dollars, goes to a different district where that kid is now living, that other property tax money stays in that district. Same thing if a kid instead goes to a private school or is home educated. All the property taxes that are used for education stay in that district, whether that kid is sitting in that district school seat or not. So that means those are kids they're not responsible to educate, but they get the funding for it anyhow. So please think about it. I mean, if you want your kids to have a good education, you want to do it responsibly for the dollars and have better academic outcomes, you got to vote for candidates that support school choice. It's really clear.
And you know, the thing that drives me insane, and I know it drives you insane as well, is that Democrats are constantly lying about school choice. They're lying about funding. They're lying about property taxes being raised for different types of school choice legislation. They just literally lie through their teeth about it, which tells me they don't give one rat's behind, I'm being nice, about kids.
It does make my head explode. It really does. So let's look at some facts, okay? So a place like Connecticut, a few years back, they said, their politicians claimed that put more money at the state level so that they can distribute it across the state for education. So they were claiming that they would lower local property taxes if they had higher state income tax that would go for education more equitably across the state. What happened? So now they have, I believe, it's the third highest income tax for a state. And their local property taxes have gone up, not gone down. And their academic outcomes have not improved. Tell me where anybody in their right mind would say that's a successful model.
Ugh. No, they wouldn't.
So,
but they probably say it is, right?
Choice. Well, I mean, all kinds of politicians will tell you, oh, yeah, we'll lower your taxes. We'll lower your taxes. Look at the facts. Please do your homework. You know, what has happened? When people say if you raise income tax or you create one, like in the first state as unique as New Hampshire, create one so that it would distribute funds for any purpose on what they determine to be more equitable. It doesn't lower property taxes. And, in fact, it distances the taxpayer further from how those dollars are spent. So you're going to have people who are less responsive, less caring. You know, the further they are up that chain of government, the less responsive they are to the local taxpayer. So if a place like New Hampshire were to institute an income tax, even for education dollars or for any purpose, those dollars are going to be decided upon at a higher and higher level, and they're going to be less and less responsive to what the people really want. And right now in New Hampshire, we've got a unique system where we have roughly, I'll make it real simple, 60% is at the local level for education funding, Well, we're using round numbers to make it easy. 30% at the state level and 10% is federal. Okay? Real easy round numbers. If we allocate those dollars to the state level, tell me that those property tax dollars are going to go down and they won't find some other magical use to spend them. And
right.
Do you really think that the people who you know in your own town who are serving on your school board or planning board or zoning board, and you can meet them at the local coffee shop and you want to have a talk to them about what's happening in town, they're going to listen to you. Do you really think
right.
your state senators and state reps are going to be as responsive? Typically
not.
New Hampshire?
Right.
New Hampshire is more responsive. It's unusual. But still, they are one more or a couple big steps up that bureaucratic food chain where it's easy to spend other people's money.
Right.
So it's just common sense. And I want to be cautious because there are plenty of Republicans that do the same thing. That, you know,
right.
some Republicans are really, really horrible. And there are, in New Hampshire is fortunate to have a few brave, brave Democrats who have defied their party's marching orders to vote in favor of truly supporting individual children. But,
right.
you know, they're getting bashed by their own party right now. They're getting totally hammered. And I do think it comes down to a lot of party politics this time of year. It gets very ugly, but research the individual candidates. Know who you're casting that vote for. At least in New Hampshire, I know there's a ton of people working hard, as I'm sure there are across the country, to put that information in the hands of voters in the next 2 weeks. And it's our responsibility as voters to take that real seriously and vote in a way that is important to us.
Right. No, exactly. And that's why, you know, I always talk about on the show, you know, local politics is so important because you can actually talk to those people usually, and you need to know the record. You need to know the voting record of the people that are running and asking for your vote, because they might say one thing, but their voting record tells you a different story. And that doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans. You should do that for everyone. There should be, you know, there's
yes,
no
absolutely.
Special treatment in that area. But
not
if you
at
don't
all.
Know.
And you got to know your candidate.
Yep. And if you don't know, you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh my God, what happened? It's basically what happened.
And happens. Our kids' futures are too important to wake up the next morning and go, wow, I really blew that one.
Right.
You know, you've got teachers working really hard to care for your kids and to do the best by them. Parents, I believe, generally want the very, very best for their kids, and they will make tremendous sacrifices for their children. So if you take that same approach with you into the voting booth, you know, really do your homework and know who you're casting that vote for.
And not only that, but this is extremely important, because if you make a mistake this one time, it's 2 years or more that damage can be done. And it's really, really, really hard to undo damage that has been done or get rid of programs that have been put into place. I mean, some places have tried to get rid of Common Core and they can't do it.
Things become entrenched. There's that momentum. It just kind of, you know, what's is in place tends to stay in place. And the education system in the U.S. is so entrenched. It's
right.
really quite, it's like a dinosaur that doesn't know the meteor is hit. You know, the change for school choice is coming, whether they're ready for it or not. They can adapt and become part of that innovation. I mean, look at all the classes online, for heaven's sakes. Look at
right.
what major universities are doing to make classes accessible.
Yep.
Public schools need to adapt to this new environment of individualized education, or they're going to be the
Michelle, tell me, thank you for joining me, and tell people where they can find your website so they can look up all the information you've been talking about.
Thanks again, Tim. It's schoolchoicenh.org.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We will be, don't go away, everyone. We'll be here on the other side, and our guest will be Joe Cimiarna from The Reality Check. And he's going to go off on left-wing lunatics. Don't go away. We'll be right back.